Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, Israel is experiencing generally clear skies. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are basking in mild temperatures, while Haifa enjoys a light breeze. Eilut in the south is warm and sunny, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Netanyahu has paused operations in Gaza. Security officials caution this may lead to operational gaps, according to Walla. Also, earlier today, Iran appointed a new security chief. Mohsen Rezai is wanted by Interpol for his alleged involvement in the 1994 Amaya bombing, reports the Times of Israel. Also this hour, a country in the region proposed to another Arab state an agreement with Israel, followed by war. This development was cleared for publication recently, as reported by Israel Hayom. Separately, the UK is examining several charities linked to Hamas and pro-Israel causes. This includes the Al-Khair Foundation, according to JNS. And finally, earlier this hour, a major fire broke out in the Carmel region. Firefighters are on the scene, managing the situation. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jonathan Conricus, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago that Israel finds itself diplomatically outmaneuvered in the Gaza situation. He criticizes the framing of events, which he argues does not serve Israel or the truth. Al Arabiya English reported earlier today that despite Netanyahu's rejection, a U.S.-backed plan for Gaza remains the only viable option to prevent future attacks akin to those on October 7, 2023. In a post from earlier, I24 News English revealed an Arab state advised another to sign a peace deal with Israel and to prepare for conflict at a later time. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Gaza, Netanyahu has halted operations, but security officials warn of potential operational misses, reports Walla. They emphasize the importance of dismantling Hamas, although concerns about pauses impacting military strategy have been raised. Turning to Iran's new security chief, the Times of Israel reports that Mohsen Rezai, a former IRGC chief, is now in a key position. Rezai is wanted by Interpol for his role in the deadly 1994 Amma bombing in Argentina. His appointment could strain Iran's international relations further. Meanwhile, in a development cleared by Israel Hayom, a regional country proposed a peace deal with Israel to another Arab nation, followed by a possible war. This proposal reflects the complex geopolitical maneuvering in the Middle East. Separately, the UK's Charity Commission is investigating several organizations, including the Al-Khair Foundation, reports JNS. These charities are linked to funding projects in Judea and Samaria and potential ties to Hamas, raising concerns about financial flows in the region. Finally, the fire in the Carmel region is being tackled by local firefighters. The situation is under control, but residents are advised to stay alert as conditions may change rapidly. On the economic front, first, earlier today, Bank Hapoalim and Reality Fund announced a surprising 50 million euro investment. Under new leadership, Poalim Equity has accelerated its investment activities, says Mariv Business. Separately, Samsung's latest foldable phone offers a larger screen without added bulk, reports Tech. However, its high price and limited camera system may affect sales. And finally, as the school year approaches, backpack designs are setting new records, according to Israel Hayom Business. Brands are showcasing their latest collections, reflecting ongoing consumer interest in educational accessories. That's your Israel 18 News update for this morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.